We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Do you mean it says to my glory? You mean this hidden wisdom was ordained before the world unto my glory? Our glory? Do you know God wants you to enjoy your life? God wants you to enjoy living. God wants you to understand and how to walk in glory. You can operate in the wisdom and the hidden wisdom of God. You can have glory in your life. Do you know the greatest glory I've ever experienced in my life? Let me tell you, to me, this has been the greatest glory in my life. The greatest glory, I want you to share with you. My greatest glory has been when they were going to take my house. They were going to take my kids. They were in my face telling me, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to lose your children. You're going to end up with nothing. You're going to this and you're going to that. This is going to happen to you. And the devil's screaming, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And it all looked like it. Yeah, that's going to happen. And you know what the glory happened? The glory of, to me, the living in that's been ordained for my glory is when I can look at all the circumstances in life around me and just still have this awesome peace and have this awesome joy and this awesome knowing in my heart that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Because I know that. The Word says, now we know. See, there's things I know because things have been revealed to me through the Spirit. I have inside information. You can get in my face and tell me all day long, this is your future. This is your history. And I will tell you my future. I will tell you my history because it's written in the Word of God. Jesus told the devil, it is written. It is written. If you don't get an it is written in your heart and get an it is written in your mouth, you'll never understand the glory of God. You better get an it is written in your situation and it is written and talk to your situation and walk in your glory because these hidden mysteries have been ordained by God for my glory, your glory. But if you ain't walking in it, you ain't going to enjoy the glory. You can walk in the glory of God because you got inside information. You got things that are hidden from other people, hidden from the doctors, hidden from the lawyers, hidden from the judges, hidden from this world, but not hidden to the child of God. You better get some inside information on your situation and stop consulting with the world system and consulting and get some consulting with the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost reign in your life. Let the Holy Ghost be filled with the Spirit of the power of His might. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You want to receive some power? Walk in the Holy Ghost. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Let the Holy Ghost get in tune with the Holy Ghost. I'm in New Mexico this whole week, and I must have, in my spirit, wondered, Lord, am I where I'm supposed to be? In the middle of the night, somewhere in the spirit, I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, you are exactly where you are supposed to be right now. I woke up thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had a preacher, had a pastor call me this week before I left, and they got a situation they're dealing with in their church, and it's a pretty serious situation. And these emotions, she's telling me, you know, I feel like I need to do this and I feel like I need to do that. I said, what is God telling you to do? You better hear from God. Well, I feel like you don't live by your feelings in the kingdom of God. You don't live by your feelings. You live by the glory. You don't live by what you feel. My feelings deceive me. Mm-hmm. Your feelings. You can know when God is telling you something. I have God talk to me. Amen. And when God talks to me, I know it's God. She said, are you sure? Yes, God will talk to you. And you don't have to say, let me tell you something. If God ever tells you something, you don't go, well, was that really God? You know it was God. That's the wonderful thing about serving God is he does not play with your mind like the devil. When God tells you something, he makes sure you know it's me talking to you and this is me telling you this. If you correct your children, they will get in your I get in my kids' face when they were little, and I said, this is your mother talking to you. This is what I want you to do. Let me make it clear. As a parent, I made it clear to my kids what I wanted. God will make it clear to you what He wants you to do. If you're just living by feelings, that ain't God. God doesn't get in the feeling realm and talk to you. Do you know God don't talk to you in the feeling realm? God doesn't talk to you in the emotional realm. God doesn't talk to you in your mind. God doesn't even talk to you in your mind. God is a spirit, and he talks to your spirit. That's why you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, so you can hear God. You better hear God. When God talks to me, I know it's God, because his spirit talks to my spirit. And this word is spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit words. This is a spirit word book. This is a spirit. This Bible is spiritual. It's not natural. It's spiritual. It's wisdom of God. Man has tried to understand it. Man has deciphered it. Man has explained it. And they cannot get it, because it's spiritually discerned. This is spirit talking to spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world, none, I'm talking none of the princes of this world, from the time there was a prince ever ordained who was over a kingdom, they never understood this word. And they won't. They won't. I don't care how high and lofty and how powerful a man in this life is, he cannot understand this mystery. God cannot be bought. None of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Boy, you need to highlight, underline, and put a star by that word, love him. Because if you're going to get something from God, you better love him. You better love him, love him, love him. I mean, fall in love with God. Fall in love with his word. Fall in love with Jesus and make him first in your life. Fall in love with God. Make sure you love God. Because the next verse says, but God hath revealed them. What's them? The hidden things to your glory. That's what he's revealed. He reveals the hidden things that will bring you glory. He's revealed these things to them that love him. The ones who love God are the ones who are going to get the wisdom, the mysteries, the hidden things of God. Those are the ones who will, it will be revealed to the ones who love him. He's revealed them to them that love him. Amen. I mean, really love him. Not just like him or want him. Love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit, this is verse 10, for the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God hath, past tense, revealed them unto us by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is really a spirit. He's not a physical being like you and me. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. And guess who the Holy Spirit talks to? He talks to your human spirit. He talks to your human spirit, because your human spirit is the only part of you that has a spiritual ear to hear the word of the Spirit. Spirits talk to spirits. It's very similar to a cow talking to another cow, or a dog talking to another dog. You know, dogs understand dog language. Dolphins understand dolphin language. Whales understand whale language. You know, you get two whales together, two dolphins together, they have no problem getting along. Because they're of the same class, they're of the same species, right? You have got to be in the Spirit to hear the Holy Spirit and hear these mysteries, because they don't have an ear to hear it, because they're not spiritual. So your human spirit can, the wonderful news is this, you can hear God. Your human spirit has the capacity to walk and talk and hear God and have fellowship with God, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. That's the only way you're going to worship God, is in spirit. You think you're worshiping God if you're worshiping him in his head? Now, there's a lot of people out there praying in their head. I know Buddhists and Muslims, they pray for hours and hours in their head, in their soul realm. But they have yet to ever walk in the spirit if they've not been born again of the spirit. Spirit talks to spirit. Just understand, if you're going to hear from God and hear these mysteries, you've got to hear them in the spirit, not in your emotions, not in your feelings, not in your mind. It's through your human spirit that you will hear from God. And then the wonderful thing is, you can walk in this spirit. You can talk in the Spirit. You can pray in the Spirit. You can believe in the Spirit. You can have fellowship with God in the Spirit. You can worship in the Spirit. Amen. You can do travel in the Spirit. You can go places in the Spirit. You can know things in the Spirit. Because you have a spiritual mind just like you have a natural mind. You have a spiritual tongue just like you have a natural tongue. You have a spiritual ear just like you have your natural ear. You have things of the Spirit that are counterpart to the natural. But they're not natural, they're Spirit. And you can develop these things. I told my son this week, he's been out running and training. He's in training he's an athlete anyway. He was in the Marine Corps and was running 8 miles a day. And he just kept on being an athlete. He's running 11 miles, training for this marathon. He's getting ready to go somewhere and run. He went to Chicago or Michigan and did some kind of urban athlon up there a couple of years ago. And he's an athlete. And he prepares his body, just like your horses have to be trained to run. They have to be trained. They have to be groomed for it. They have to have the right nutrition. They have to have the right ability to endure the pressures that are put on their bodies. There's pressures put on an athlete's body. There is stress and strain put on those muscles. The acids that are in your muscle will burn, and they will tell you you're in pain and you won't run so hard. Do you know that? Y'all know you got toxins built up in your bodies? Animals, all human beings, all animals, mammals, have poisons in their muscles. And when you start pressurizing those muscles, that acid starts working out and it burns and it hurts. Till you get all that acid out, you won't want to run. You won't want to lift those weights. You've got to prepare your body to do the extreme things that an athlete does. I could no more run 11 miles in a day. I just couldn't do it, but my son does it all the time. He was running 11 miles a day every day. But he had to prepare his body to that point. The same is the truth. Exactly the truth in the Spirit. Your human spirit can be trained. Your human spirit can do exploits. Your human spirit can be pushed to limits. You can know things through your human spirit that other people don't know. And you can see things other people don't see because you're spiritually enlightened. You have revelation knowledge from God. All revelation comes from God. All knowledge that's of the mysteries come from God. The hidden wisdoms are from heaven, from God. And you can only get them through your human spirit. And if you want to know the truth about it, most of us are just couch potatoes when it comes to the kingdom of God. We don't know how to even run a mile in the things of the kingdom because we've never exercised our human spirit's muscles. We've never developed some muscles in the human spirit. We've never developed our human spiritual understanding or of the mysteries. They're available, though. They're so available. They're right here at our disposal. That's what's going to be the shame of it all. When we all end up in heaven, believers, all kinds of believers will end up in heaven, and they're going to have to go back to school. They're going to have to go back to class. Where some of us are going to be reigning, we're supposed to be reigning in life in Christ right here through these mysteries, the glory ordained unto my glory, for my glory. You know, God doesn't want me to have glory that's outside of Him. You start having glory outside of God, God says, I'll not share my glory with no man. But you can glory in the things of God. Everything you do, do it to the glory of God, the Bible says. Everything you do, do it with all your might as unto the Lord. If you begin to do just that, just start practicing that one spiritual thing, everything you do, do it to the glory of God. Do it with all your might. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to finish reading here. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God, which is in you. It didn't say that, but it says, with the spirit. In other words, it's exactly what I said. Dolphins talk to dolphins. They understand each other. Natural man understands natural man. I don't have a hard time at all talking to natural people on natural lines, but I start talking spiritual stuff. They kind of look at me like, she's out of another planet. I am from another planet. I'm from heaven. I'm talking heaven things. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, verse 12 says, now we have received a glory to God. You know what? I don't know that a lot of believers really believe they've received the Spirit of God. I don't think a lot of believers really have tapped into this. This is a truth coming at you. This is a powerful truth. Because the Word of God says, now we have received. You know, everybody ought to get up every day, thank you, God, I've received the Spirit of God. I thank you, God, that I have the Spirit of God in me. I thank you, God, that I can know the things of the Spirit. I thank you, God, that I have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. I thank you, God. I am so thankful that I can get in touch with God through the Spirit. I'm so thankful I know how to pray in tongues. Do you know I pray in tongues? It's nothing. Now, I'm not bragging at all, but it is nothing for me to get on my knees and pray in tongues for 45 minutes. It's like 10 seconds. Because once you're in the Spirit, it's easy. And I can be driving down the road praying in tongues. You see people looking at me like, oh, they just think I got an earphone or something in, maybe. I don't care what they think, really, but I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying in tongues everywhere I go. I'm praying in tongues. You can pray in tongues anywhere in any place. Making coffee, praying in tongues. I just pray in tongues because it's my spirit that is praying to God, who is a spirit. Now, we've not received the Spirit, but we have received. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You see, without the Spirit of God, you can't know the things that are freely given to you. There are things that are so freely given. You know, if someone told me that, what if somebody came up to you and said, Walmart is opening up their doors and everything is free today. Free. Buddy, we'd be packing our stuff. You got to bring your own bag, though. Got to bring your own bag. It's all free. Whatever you can carry out in the bag, it's yours. We'd be taking big old bags, and we'd be hightailing it to Walmart, and we'd be opening, we'd be jamming through them doors, trampling people, just to get something free. Woo, glory to God. Let me tell you, this all is free. Amen. This right here is free. What I'm sharing with you this morning, it's free. Amen. You can know all of God you want to know. You can walk as close to God as Moses did. You can walk closer to God than Moses did, because Moses didn't have the Holy Ghost like we can have. Woo! Glory to God. It's freely given. God says you can have as much of me as you want. I'm free. I've given to you freely. You know how you can look at how in the natural you can look and see the freedom that God gave? Is when Jesus was dying on the cross and he's hanging there between two thieves and he looked down at the men who had just crucified him and the torture that they had just put him through. And he looked out among the crowd and he said, Father, forgive them. I want you, God, to forgive them. Forgive them. He meant that. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus didn't do that just because that was something religious to do. He didn't say forgive them just because that was something he felt like he had to do. He genuinely, in his heart, died for that reason. That's the reason he hung. He allowed them to do what they did. To forgive man. So man could have forgiveness from Almighty God. And then we can now have access to all these free mysteries. It took that to get this opened up to us. It took that sacrificial act of one man. One man lost it all. But one man had to get it back. And Jesus is the only man who could have paid the price. Forgive them. Forgive them. You see, as far as God is concerned, that prayer was answered on the cross. That prayer was answered on the cross. He didn't pray just forgive them. He was praying, forgive the human race. Forgive them all. Forgive them all for every rape. Forgive them all for every sin. Forgive them all for everything man has ever done. Forgive them. And in the mind of God, in the heart of God, it's done. Your worst enemy's done and forgiven on the cross. I don't care what anybody's ever done to me. I know they were forgiven on the cross. They were forgiven. Forgiveness is available to anybody and everybody. Whosoever will, let him come and drink freely. There's freedom in the kingdom. It's freely given, freely given. Jesus freely laid down his life. You know, the Bible, Jesus said, no man takes my life from me. I give it willingly. I'm doing this willingly. I can show you where it is. It's in St. John chapter 10. He said, I lay down my life willingly. No man takes it from me. I do it willingly. They didn't drag him to the cross and force him to die. He did that on purpose. And then on top of that, after doing all that on purpose, then he says, forgive them. Forgive them. He was the sacrifice, willingly given. He did it. So we could have what we've got right here, what I'm sharing right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We can know mysteries of the kingdom of God. Wouldn't you like to know how God did you make Jupiter? I went to the space center. I was looking at Jupiter. Man, what a big, big planet that is. And I think, God, how'd you make that planet? I'd like to know, how did you do that? How does that sun work? There's things that we won't know till we go to heaven. But we can know. You know, I believe Einstein was given great mystery revelations from God. He was a Christian. Edison, you talk about the men of God given great, way out there things. Most Christians stop at, I've not seen, neither ear heard, neither entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. In other words, you're just going to have to wait till you go to heaven to know these things. Well, that's not what the Word says. The Word says they've been freely given to me now. They've been freely given to me now. But God hath revealed them, past tense, revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I came to understand, if I'm going to get something from God, I can't get it through my head. I can't get it through my feelings or my emotions. I got to get it through the Spirit. Verse 14. I've hammered on this and hammered on this for some reason. You know, the Lord will keep giving you a message. If you're a minister, he will keep giving your congregation. I've been in churches my whole life. You're looking at one, I bet you I could count on one or two hands that I've ever missed service in 33 years of church. I went every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and a lot of times in between, revivals and all. Because for one thing, the Word says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together so much the more as you see the day approaching. Well, we're in 2012. I can't believe that sometimes. Verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. That's a fact. Go back to talking about my daddy. My sweet daddy, my little bald-headed daddy. And my daddy was homely. My daddy was not a good-looking man at all. Mother said he was when he was younger, but he never was when I was growing up. He was 40 when I was born, and he always was bald and gray-headed, and people thought he was my grandfather. I don't remember my daddy ever looking anything but old. And he acted old. He, you know, grew up during the Depression days and was tight. And my dad was just tight. Tighter than a bark on the tree. Mother would give us girls something. Oh, don't you tell your daddy I gave those to you. When I left home, the only thing I left with was the clothes on my back. All that furniture I slept in and had in my bedroom suit wasn't mine. Thought it was. Thought of the house, all that stuff in that house was mine. And I realized, hey, you leave home, you take your clothes, that's all you get, girl. But that's the way they used to do it. Nowadays, kids are spoiled rotten. They don't appreciate what they got. I had to go out and work for what I have. And work for what I have had. And I appreciate it more. But anyway, this verse is so true because I thought, because I love my dad so much, I thought, here's my thinking going on, I thought I could convince him about how real hell was. I thought in my mind I could convince my dad, because he loved me, I thought that I could do whatever I had to do to get my daddy to come to Jesus. I thought I could do it. But God showed me through years of trying that no natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They can't. I mean, I'd cry, I'd beg. He'd go running off through the house. This is the truth. Every time I go to visit my mom and dad, they just lived up the road. Every time I go visit my mom and dad, I say, Daddy, you need to get your heart right. Jesus is real. There is a real heaven and there's a real hell. I don't want to hear it. He started every time. He was like dramatic. He'd start, girl, I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it. I don't talk religion. How many times I got to tell you? I don't talk politics and I don't talk religion. Now, don't come up here preaching to me. I don't want to hear it. And I mean, he'd take off and run and slam the door and stay in his bedroom the whole time I was there. And it was just common, the way he always did me. That went on and on and on and on for years. Do you think I gave up? No. I'd still come in and he'd run. Sometimes he'd just run before I even get in the door. I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you right now, before you ever start on me, I don't want to hear it. And this went on for years. Finally, one day, and I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm seeking God, and crying over my daddy. My daddy's going to hell, Jesus. My daddy's going to go to hell. He loved his farm. He loved that farm better than anything in this life. He worked so hard to own that farm. That almost 200 acres of pristine forestry, about 50 acres of pristine, gorgeous forestry. Untouched mountain land. Lots of resources, beautiful streams, lots of water, lots of stuff. Wells, 600 bales of hay a year, maybe twice a year on some of those fields. Beautiful land. And Daddy loved, he worshiped that land. And I said, Daddy, one of these days you're going to leave this farm. Oh, no, I'm not. He couldn't see it. The devil had him blind. Daddy, one day you're going to leave this farm. One day you're going to stand before God. One day, Daddy, you're going to face your maker. One day, Daddy, you're going to have to lose everything, and you're going to be in the presence of God. Where are you going to spend eternity, Daddy? And he just didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear it. So one day, talking about Jesus, he started that in again, and I said, okay, you don't want to hear about Jesus now? You don't want to hear about the kingdom of God now? Then you can forget heaven, Daddy. You'll go straight to hell. And you'll never, ever again have to worry about hearing about Jesus in hell. Because in hell, they don't talk about Jesus. You would be miserable in heaven, Daddy. You wouldn't even be happy in heaven. Because all you'd be in heaven doing is worrying about your farm. Who's got my farm? Who's got my farm now? If you was in heaven, you'd be worried about all that. I don't even say all that to him, but that's the truth. That's the truth. A lot of us, we are so tied to the things of this life that we would not enjoy heaven. We'd be still connected to the things of this world. You can't be connected to here anymore if you're going to heaven. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm on a journey. And you are too if you're born again and you're in the kingdom. This is home. You're a stranger here and an alien here. And everything you have is just to be used while you're here. And it's to be used to the glory of God. It's not even here for you. It's for you to enjoy. But if you don't use it for God, it's not going to be enjoyable. Do you all got that?
Yes, amen.
If what I have is using me, it's not going to bring me joy. Not in the things of the Spirit. I just said a mouthful. I could never repeat all that. But it's a truth. It's a revelation truth coming at you. So finally, my dad, I said, just forget heaven. You'll go straight to hell, Daddy, and you never have to hear about Jesus again. Because in heaven, you'd be miserable. Because in heaven, guess what? You're going to hear Jesus, worse than you've ever heard out of this girl, you're going to hear about Jesus all the time. Because they worship him 24/7. You hear Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, we need to be more heavenly minded than earthly minded. Heavenly mindedness is a powerful way to live. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Foolishness. They think, are you kidding me? That's exactly how they feel. They've treated me strange my whole life because they think I'm strange. But let me tell you what, in the end, they will remember me. I've looked at people before now that didn't want to talk to me. I said, well, you will remember me in hell. You'll remember this moment in hell forever. You'll remember me in your face. I remember one guy I told that to, and he looked at me. I was talking to atheists one time behind a counter in a grocery store, a little supermarket. They was out doing pickle jars or something. It was a Christian and an atheist. And I started witnessing to them. And the guy said, I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. I said, you don't? I said, well, you may not be a believer here right now, but you will one day be a believer. You will. You will be a believer there. And you will remember me. I've told many of them that. You will remember me. And I don't want that. I don't say that in a happy way. I say that in a very sad way and a hopeful way that it'll wake people up. Because, you know, it's like Russian roulette. I was talking to somebody. I won't mention no names. And I said, let's just think about it in the natural sense of things. If I am wrong and you are right, then who's the worse for it? But if I am right and you are wrong, then who's the worst for it? Logical about it here. Let's get on some natural ground with you, and let's just think about this. I would rather side on the side of error, wouldn't you? For the right, for the win. I like a win-win situation. I'm in the win-win. If you're in the kingdom of God, you're in the win-win of things. Woo! Woo, glory to God. But if you aren't, if you aren't, and I'm right and you're wrong, you're going to lose forever. I choose to believe the word of God. I choose to believe the word of God. I chose a long time ago to believe the word of God over every situation. And then the powerful thing is you can put this word in your mouth. You can put this word in your heart. And you can say to that mountain, and it don't matter what your flesh can be screaming. I have had my physical body in pain, and I talk to that pain. I've had my physical body say certain things to me. My emotions say certain things to me. They don't love you. They don't care about you. I said, you know what? That's a devil. That's a devil because that ain't the truth. And I don't even care if they love me or not anymore because God loved me. Who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? It don't matter if anybody loves me or not. You know, you just rise above the occasion in the things of the kingdom, walking in the victory. Thanks be unto God who always caused me to triumph in Christ Jesus. There is no weapon formed against me that can prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall condemn it. Let me tell y'all, if you aren't condemning some tongues that are rising up against you, you're not using the benefits of the kingdom. You're not walking in the mysteries. I always say, I feel sorry for anybody that comes against me. I feel sorry for people talk about me because God is listening. God is listening. God is listening. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just know that's the way it is. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody can successfully be your enemy if God's for you. You don't have to be nobody. You don't even have to get mad at anybody. And I've had to ask God, please don't. Please, God, forgive them for what they've done right there. I don't want no harm to come to folks. They open doors to things spiritually. Father, I just thank you, God, for this word today. Thank you, Father. God, I just thank you. Thank you, God. I say, Lord, that it will not return void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.